I never thought I'd be talking about the dental health of Bronze Age man here on Morning Ireland, but the discovery of two 4,000-year-old teeth in Killeura Cave in County Limerick has shed new light, not just on our ancient ancestors, but on the evolution of oral health of the human. Dr. Lara Cassidy is Assistant Professor in Genetics at Trinity College in Dublin, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Mary.
I'm fascinated. What do two 4,000-year-old teeth look like, and what do they tell us?
So we originally were trying to get human DNA out of these teeth, but we ended up with really well-preserved ancient microbial DNA as well. And basically, what that can tell us is how the oral microbiome has evolved over the past few millennia, right? And how our ancestors' mouths were different, I suppose, in some ways, to our own.
In layman's terms, do they care for their teeth? What did they eat and how did it affect them?
Yeah, so prehistoric people would have had ways of cleaning their teeth, just basically not as advanced as ours. So they would have used toothpicks. Actually, there's evidence for million-year-old toothpicks. So we've really? Been picking our teeth for a long time. And they'd have used twigs as brushes and stuff. The thing about the Bronze Age is it's agricultural. Mm. So cereal would have been a big part of the diet. You'd have had barley. So you'd had a carb-rich diet, and that can promote dental decay. So this man could have had basically a carb-rich diet, which would have increased his risk of disease. But he would not have had as big a disease risk as us today, right? Because in the past few centuries, things have changed dramatically, and we're eating all of this processed sugar and processed flour.
And yet he didn't have all the education coming at him about dental care. He didn't have fluoride. He didn't have brushes.
But he could have gotten mouthwash. Yeah, exactly.
Did he have cavities?
So this is the really interesting thing. We found a huge abundance of this bacteria, S. mutans. That's like the major culprit behind cavities. But we couldn't see any visible evidence of cavities. So he might have been just on the cusp of developing the disease. His sort of oral microbiome might have been in an unbalanced state, but not yet.
Not yet. Could you age him?
At death, or 4,000 years old?
Well, one presumes,
He'd have been an adult man, but we don't know the exact age. Right.
And just very quickly, how does this help us in the evolution of man, in the evolution of dental care? What's your takeaway? What should we be doing to protect our teeth?
Well, I think one of the main things we found is that a lot has changed in our oral microbiome over the past few hundred years. There's been a loss of diversity. There's been increased prevalence in disease-causing species. There's been changes in virulence, so the ability to cause disease in these species. And that loss of diversity, that could potentially actually make us today more susceptible to developing oral disease alongside these diets we have. So I suppose what this is telling us is that while a Bronze Age man could maybe get away without brushing his teeth every morning, we should be looking after our teeth and going to the dentist.
Keep brushing and keep using the mouthwash. All right, Dr. Lara Cassidy from Trinity College, thank you very much indeed.